All right, thanks very much, Brian. Let's talk about Credit Suisse. We did have shares turning briefly positive in a wild day of trading that did see them drop as much as 12% at one point. And this comes after several analysts published notes bolstering Credit Suisse's arguments that the firm does have ample capital and liquidity to weather the current uncertainty and market volatility. So for more on all of this, let's get to Alison Williams, Bloomberg Intelligence Senior Analyst of Global Investment Banks. Alison, we have heard from CEO Ulrich Körner at Credit Suisse. He's been trying to calm staff, acknowledging that the firm is at a critical moment, though, which did cause a little bit of unease. Describe for us just how critical this moment is.
So the key issue for Credit Suisse is that it needs to come out with a new strategy to address some structural profitability challenges, but I think a lot of the market action in the stock is really tied to sort of the tough market environment that we have. So we know something is coming. One of the options might be to raise capital. And so obviously it's tough for a stock to steady when there could be potential dilution coming. The other part of the equation is action in the CDS for the bank. There was a lot of attention paid to this by the media, social media, parallels by some to the global financial crisis, but I think it's a much different environment and a much different situation for the bank. The issue for the bank is really to solve a profitability challenge. That the capital buffer is not as big as some other banks, but it's adequate. Liquidity is good at the bank. We know that that can change rather quickly. But again, it's really all about sort of the go-forward look and what the bank has to do to sort of improve the structure, the profitability challenge, and not similar to some of the insolvency issues that we were looking at in the global financial crisis.
So just putting out the memo worried some people. So let's talk a little bit about this plan that they come out with. Does it help if it's like really aggressive? Is that what investors are looking for? Or would it be better if it's not so aggressive, implying the problem's not so severe?
I think the plan is going to be tough either way, because the issue is that the markets are tough. It's a challenging market for their core businesses. And so likely there's going to be patience required as such a plan is executed. So it's tough to think about what they could say in terms of an immediate positive surprise. The best case scenario could be that they are able to raise some external capital to invest alongside some of their businesses. I think that's what the bank would like to do. However, as the market is tougher, the value of these businesses also is at a cyclical low point, and so that really sort of pressures the option. So, one option is they could raise external capital for the entire bank. That looks less attractive as the stock keeps going down. The second is to get external capital, but whoever's providing that capital is also going to want, some reflection for current valuations, which are not great given where the market is.
Yeah, the cost to insure Credit Suisse against default is now higher than it was during the GFC. And when we saw banks get into these kinds of difficulties during the GFC, the talk was all about contagion risk. Is there any contagion risk here?
I think the difference is that in the global financial crisis, it was sort of broadly across banks and some banks worse than others. I think in this particular case, for the most part, we have, for example, in the U.S., very strong banks, very strong capital levels. And, one of the key areas where you can get counterparty risk is the prime brokerage business. That's a business that can be impacted by sentiment, but they've largely exited that business. They talked about revenues, sort of 98% of the revenues gone from that business. And so that's a business that's more vulnerable. It's a business that they're not in. So there's some limiting factor there. I also think that, in an environment where all banks People are worried about all banks. The one bank that you know, sort of has structural challenges can be sort of the less attractive of the lot, and so I think that's another thing that you've been seeing. So everyone's
is there
trading
much likelihood,
and they're trading off worse than others.
Is there likelihood that they'll speed up the release of this strategy review to avoid 3 weeks of getting hit by the market?
It does seem that it does seem that that's a potential. That's something that might help because, as we saw, when management issues a comment, it does little to steady things. You really need to get sort of more action.